Okay. So I might need some help here. I can't see how many children, but... oh, go on there. Yeah. Here we go. I'm going to spell out some letters, and you have to guess... oh, fantastic. Good man. You have to guess, okay, what you've got to try and spell out. Okay, there are two more, so... Chanel, do you want to come up? No, fair enough. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, good man. Okay, so here we go. Have a look at your letters and see if you can work out what you might need to spell. I'll give you a clue. You're the start. Whoop. Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Now, this all could go well, or it could depends on how many people can't spell. But anyway, we'll find out in a minute. Okay. So we're thinking about harvest. Now, the story goes of two hunters who were hunting in the forest. And as they're going along, suddenly one of them drops down, and he's lying there on the ground, and he's not moving. Fortunately, the other hunter has brought his mobile phone. So he quickly dials 999 and says, I need some help. We've come out hunting and my friend has dropped down and he's not moving. We're in the middle of the nowhere. I think he's dead. What shall I do? And the person on the other end of the phone said, well, first of all, you need to make out sure he's actually dead. So the medic hears the hunter put the phone down. There's a short pause. Then a gunshot, and then the hunter's voice comes on again. Okay, yeah, he's definitely dead. Now what do I do? Now, fortunately, for most of us, we don't actually do that hunting and gathering anymore. We don't need to go and find our food. We don't even need to toil the soil anymore. For most of us, it's just a click on the Tesco, click on there, and the only thing we need to worry about is those replacement items. You know, you asked for pine nuts, they send you pine forest air freshener, as if that's going to be a good, you know, compensation. Anyway, so that's the worst that we have to worry about. So we're thinking about, well, harvest is a traditional time when we get together and celebrate all that God's given us. But we thought we'd think about a bit more than just food today, so all that God's given us. So that is our food, but it's everything else. It's also, we have lots of talents and gifts. And we think we can spell the word have. There we go. So we have lots of talents and gifts. This church is packed full of lots of talents and gifts. Not everybody might feel that they've got lots of talents and gifts, but we all have talents and gifts, even if we don't recognise them ourselves. And as we kind of was listening to the Bible story today from 1 Corinthians, we're a body with many parts. Okay, and each of us have our part to play. When I was with Fee and Trish in the kitchen at Holiday Club, and everybody was doing different things, and there were people out there, Marion and Andy, and people out there doing all kinds of stuff with the children. And Trish said, oh, I wouldn't want to be out there doing all the stuff, but she said, but I can do this. And everybody was playing their part for ultimately what was a fantastic thing, the Holiday Club. And as Christians, we do believe that we're made in God's image. Because of that, we are wonderful, okay, because we're made in his image. And therefore, we have a vast amount of talent. So can we spell vast? Superb. Okay, we have a vast amount of talent. And perhaps the most amazing thing is our ability to love and show love. And the Bible says that we love God because he loved us, and we can show that love partly by sharing our talents. So can we do share? See what happens. Yeah, fantastic. So we can share our talents. So our challenge to everybody today is, what talents can we share? Okay. Now, we're going to be holding in this church an auction of gifts and talents. So on October the 29th, we're going to be doing that. And we're asking you to think about what you could share, okay? What could you share with other people? So, what talent could you use? So, it may be just an interest that you have, and you just involve somebody else in that interest. So, it may be that you take somebody for a round of golf, It may be that you offered to babysit for somebody. It may be that you offered to walk somebody's dog. It may be that, I know we've got some great footballers here, maybe you train people in your football skills. Or I can think of lots of people who are really fit in this church, keep fit training. Or if it was offered to me, probably get fit training. Bespoke jewellery. I know there's people here who make jewellery. Making cakes, computer training, maths tutoring, gardening, musical tuition, taking people on a day out, just even a coffee out, painting, decorating, flower arranging, making somebody a meal, knitting somebody a jumper, teaching a foreign language, taking children on a day out. There's a whole things that people can get involved in. Or if you're of the younger generation, we're asking you to get involved as well, because you can teach people like me how to use apps on a phone. I have no idea. So there's lots of things that you could possibly do. So I did hear about one church, and I should say we're going to print them off at the back there so you can see what's been offered, and also we're going to put them on Facebook so you can see all the different things that are being offered and you'll be able to bid on those. I did hear of one church where the person offered a workshop on glove making. When they printed it out, sadly they missed the G. made for some interesting bids, quite a lively auction. Anyway, so how's it going to work? So what we're going to do is we're asking you, you're going to be given a postcard on your way out. Okay, you're going to be given a postcard on your way out. And we're asking you to fill that in and return it any time between now and October the 15th. So if you are here in the service, you can give it in to the offertory bowl, or you can hand it into the church office, or you can give it to any member of the home group. And then we'll print all the different lots up. And then on the 29th of October, between the services, you'll be able to bid on these auctions. If you're not able to be there on the day, you can email the office in with something you would like to bid for and how much you would like to bid, or you can put in an envelope and say what you'd like to bid for as well before the day. And so that's it. So we actively encourage everybody, please, to get involved. And I should say, all the money that's going to be raised for this is going to our Children's and Families Ministry, which is just amazing and fantastic. And if you need to know more about that, Fee can tell you, because she goes along and there's some amazing stuff happening. So it's really worthwhile doing. So thank you very much. Thanks, guys, for doing the cards. That was the non-technology bit, because I knew that would work.
Right, so I think now we are going to respond with a song.